This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكم أيها الصائمون والصائمات أي أنكم أيها الصائمون القائمون والقائمات وأيها المصلون والمصليات هنيئا لكم ويجوز لكم أن تفرحوا قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا If we are brothers and sisters getting closer and closer every day into this journey, this path towards the end, if you were to put your hand on your heart, and then you hear your heart beat, right? This heart beat that you hear it has a limit. And one, the limit is reached. You have reached your limit. You get it? Your heartbeat has a limit. And once the limit is reached, you have reached that destination. And what is the destination? Every day. We're going to that journey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the season of Ramadan. When he said, that Qiyam has been prescribed upon you as it has been prescribed of people before you, so that Israel may attain taqwa. And he says, Ayyam and Ma'budat, very limited number of days. Limited number of days. The Arab would say, Ayyam. And if it's twice Ayyam, we say, just a few days. 1 month, Allah described it as few days. And it was just like yesterday we were happy to celebrate the Western of Ramadan. And now we're about to start celebrating the Eid. Western is gone. How about this only one left? One left. How about 1 day of Ramadan? But we are to rejoice. We also rejoice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to witness the end of Ramadan 2024 as we have witnessed Ramadan 2023 and 2022 and that very amazing, wonderful, witness Ramadan 2021 that Quranic Ramadan, Quranic Ramadan, Quranic Ramadan. Yes, we witnessed it and we went through it. Alhamdulillah, it got was one of the best Ramadan ever. And here we are again, Alhamdulillah. So we should rejoice. Yes, we should be happy despite what's happening in front of me and just all over the world. We should still rejoice that Allah has given you and I the opportunity to witness this Ramadan and to witness the Allah Ta'ala, the final 10 days, which are the most beloved 10 nights in the sight of Allah. Do I deserve this, really? You love me so much. It's just giving me so many opportunities to talk to you. When you let me get the hat, أعرضوا أنفسكم على نفحات الله. The Prophet said in the view of the hadith, Allah has given you. Expose yourself to your gifts. And one of the gifts of Allah is Ramadan. One of the gifts of Allah is the last night of Ramadan. وَرَبُّكَ يَحْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْلَامُ Allah creates and He favors. He created the days of the months and years. And from the days of the months and years, Allah favors Ramadan. And within Ramadan, Allah favors the last night of Ramadan. And in the last night of Ramadan, Allah favors one night, which is لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ خَيْرُ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ Why shouldn't I rejoice when the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith reported by Bukhari Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira, "As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa as-sawmu fa huwa li wa ana ajzi bih. Lis-sa'im farhatan, farhatun 'inda liqa'i rabbih, fatratun 'inda fitrih, wa farhatun 'inda liqa'i rabbih." When the Prophet says all the actions of Ramadan Abba of Adam are his, except that the it is mine. You know, because the Prophet is here too. It's for you, Yahya. I saw it for Adam doing it for you. It's all yours, except that it is mine, and I reward for it. The fasting person has two pleasures. One pleasure, one happiness, one pleasure at celebrating his fast, and one pleasure at the time of meeting his Lord. Allahu Akbar. What gives you the choice? Where the Muslim of Ramadan was fasting when it comes to intercede on your behalf with a new judgment? As the Prophet Muhammad Ali said, he 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 said, الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. فيأتي الصيام فيقول ربي منعته الطعام والشراب فكفعني به، ويأتي القرآن ويقول ربي منعته النوم بالليل فكفعني به فيكفعان. What do you think happened? The month of fasting will come on the day of judgment, and the Quran will come on the day of judgment. Just like the Quran that we read in the center of Ramadan, he will come forth and he will say, the fasting will say, Ya Rabbi, I have prevented him from eating and drinking. Halal, halal. But because of Ramadan, you refrain from eating and drinking and from being intimate with your spouse, so the Siyam will come and will say, Ya Rabbi. Ya Rabbi, I want to intercede on his behalf. And the Quran would come and say, Oh Rabbi, I must prevent him from sleeping at night. Allah, Allah, those who never woke up at night, they needed Ramadan. And they didn't see him in Ramadan. And they picked them away in Ramadan. And they came and some prayed 6, and some prayed 10, and some prayed 20. They would come on the day of judgment, they would say, Ya Rabbi, I have to rest. He could have come home and said, he should have gone home and thank you for that. Yes, Ya Rabbi, I have prevented him from sleeping. He woke up with Fudul. As with Fudul, he raised me. He looked up for him. Ya Rabbi, the meaning he needs. Then he said, Ya Rabbi, I was meant to do it for my own. Ya Rabbi, you know, for the person to do so with the head fire, and just come to the point of being able to put him, Ya Rabbi, no more hands here. No hands. And then he said, we should rejoice. I should rejoice. I should be happy. You should be happy. Allahumma ya Rahman. Why not? Allahumma this Bible was happy. Yes. Allahumma ya Rahman. Ya Rabbi. You should give me another opportunity to witness the light of the light of the power whereby the sins are also forgiven. The ibadat. Alhamdulillah. These are the things of Muhammad that all is defensive. This is here would make me move to another station. Now that I've come to the camera rejoicing, but I need to go to another station, which is called the station of Muhammad. The station of accountability. I need to pause right here and think and review what is Muhammad has to do with accountability. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad wa taqullah inna Allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. All you who believe, fear Allah is with you. It's not Allah, what some of them do. And then people go, look at what they have done for tomorrow. For tomorrow. He just goes to the Hasidah. Like Imam al-Khattab used to say. Before sleeping every night, he would say, مَاذَا تَقُولُ لِرَبِّكَ غَدًا يَا عُمَرْ مَاذَا تَقُولُ لِرَبِّكَ غَدًا يَا عُمَرْ. He used to say, مَاذِبُ أَنْفُسَكُمْ حَقِّ أَنْ تَتَعْزَلُوا. Allah used to say, what would you tell your Lord tomorrow, or Umar? Umar was given the exact idea from Rasulullah, the Abdul Mubashirin of Jannah, that he told to Jannah, yes, he told the Lord to speak every night. He would do what has to do. You have any excuse, Ya Umar? You have any excuse of praying for the Qadis and leaving? Is this the month of Ramadan? Is the month which is almost gone? And you come and answer me that, but you have any excuse for always doing this to us? Much of ibadat, not so much for you to do more. Why you did only this much? Is it your excuse? Or not giving this, or not bread, or not giving this, or not giving what is giving this for you? What your wife complains? What your husband complains? What your kids complain about you? What your parents complain? What is giving this for you? say it has to be like this, like, I'll put this up before, I'll put up the baby before you send this one class, and then, before the book is just like, it has to be. But it's not the message. So then, what's the one I have to go to my book of records? Is it enough for me? Is it enough for me? I'm talking about myself. Is it enough for me to enter general work? Is it enough for me to go to the fair and quick? Is it enough for me to go in that benefit to put weight in my balance? What I'm living my record today, or what I'm not known, I know for me, but for me, no, it's not enough. No, it's not enough. And this is much of time I was from the rest of the time. Why would this happen? If I were to live 60 years, I need some man. Would I 60 years after Yanni? He's 76, I'm not being generous. That if you were to commit one sin a day, that means 21,946. Yeah, anyone answer that? That means you would stand before Allah to go through 21,946. If you were to commit one sin a day, who is this? Who is this? Who is this person who does only one sin a day? Imagine you do two or three or four a day. So times four, times five, times ten. This is what we need to do. This is why we need to do accountability. Because once we realize this, I will move to another station, which is the station of Tawbah. Tawbah has to be done. It is not happening in the final sentence of Ramadan. If we don't do Tawbah, when will we do with the Tawbah? We only have so many gifts. And only Allah knows whether we're going to wait for the Ramadan or not. Somebody sent me a message today to say, please, yesterday, for me to say, please, I'm not giving you. I said, please, my son, for Ramadan. What could you do to give you this gift? And he gives you the gift. If you were to see him like he used to write to Ramadan, yes, but thank you. Thank you. message as the prophet says, not united clothes. You know what a scroll is? It's like your boots are being reported. That message is reported. It's a good thing we say, man, you have to be careful of what you're doing. I'm going to keep that God. Jesus would say, what is this? This book does not need anything minor or major. It's written and recorded in it. Everything you say, I mean, it's written. Writing, the one on the right is writing. The one on the left is writing. Who's writing more? Who's writing more? The one on the right or the one on the left? The one on the right was writing the good deeds, and the one on the left was writing the bad deeds. Who do you think is writing more? Should we make that die on the left? Whoever that person is, that type of guy. Should we make him whole? Written in by the citizens of Ramadan, and give a chance to the guy on the right to keep writing ever to the right, right, right. Quran, meditation, Sabaha, Qiyam, Nawabin.
Yeah, no, 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 no
my son, he did this to me. Yellow bit my neighbor. Yellow bit my daughter, she did this. I have my neighbor. Yellow bit my husband. Yellow bit my wife. Yellow bit, look at what happened to me. Yellow bit my look at that guy that worked for me. My boss, my yellow bit. Talk to Allah. Talk to him. Let's go out. Your wife is tired. Your husband is tired, sister. He keeps speaking to you all the time about all your tired. Talk to Allah. So pray to Allah. Your friends are also tired. Come pray to Allah. Because your friends can do nothing. Because your husband can do nothing. Because your wife can do nothing. Because your kids can do nothing. You say, well, I am on that bed dying, and I ask my son to help me. My son will be the first one to say that I'm for the subject and support. When I'm dying, it's my father in bed. I do so much for you. Please help me. He would say, Daddy, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. What can I do? Nothing. You'll be the first one to want me to go and depart. Because you talk too much and you forget too much.
I'm going to go to the next one.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.